Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the chapter summaries. Madhya Lila Chapter 2, the ecstatic manifestations of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the second chapter of the Madhya Lila, the author describes the pastimes Lord Chaitanya performed during the last 12 years of his life. Thus, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has also described some of the pastimes of the Ankya Lila. Why he has done so is very difficult for an ordinary person to understand. The author expects that reading the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya will gradually help a person awaken one's dormant love of Krishna. Actually, this Chaitanya Charitamrita was compiled by the author during his very old age, and fearing that he might not be able to finish the book, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has included a synopsis of the Ankya Lila here in the second chapter. Srila Kaviraj Goswami has confirmed that the opinion of Swarup Damodara is authoritative in the matter of devotional service. Over and above this are the notes of Swarup Damodar, which were memorized by Raghunath Das Goswami, who also helped in the compilation of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. After the disappearance of Swarup Damodara Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami went to Vrindavan, and at that time, Srila Kaviraj Goswami met Raghunath Das Goswami, by whose mercy he also could memorize all the notes. In this way, the author was able to complete this transcendental literature known as Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vichchedesmin Prabhor Antya Lila Sutra Nuvarnane Gaurasya Krishna Vichcheda Pralapadi Anuvarnyate. While relating in synopsis form this last division of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this chapter I shall describe Lord Chaitanya's transcendental ecstasy, which appears like madness due to Lord Chaitanya's separation from Krishna. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. During his last 12 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always manifested all the symptoms of ecstasy in separation from Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's state of mind, both day and night, was practically identical to Radharani's state of mind when Uddhava came to Vrindavan to see the gopis with a message from Krishna. Lord Chaitanya constantly exhibited a state of mind reflecting the madness of separation. All Lord Chaitanya's activities were based on forgetfulness, and Lord Chaitanya's talks were always based on madness. Blood flowed from all the pores of Lord Chaitanya's body, and all of Lord Chaitanya's teeth were loosened. At one moment, Lord Chaitanya's whole body became slender, and then at another moment, Lord Chaitanya's whole body became fat. The small room beyond the corridor was known as the Gambira. Lord Chaitanya used to stay in that room, and he did not sleep for a moment. All night long, Lord Chaitanya used to grind his mouth and head on the wall, and Lord Chaitanya's face sustained injuries all over. Although the three doors of the house were always closed, Lord Chaitanya would nonetheless go out and sometimes would be found at the Jagannath temple before the gate known as Singhadwar. And sometimes Lord Chaitanya would fall flat into the sea. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would also run very fast across the sand dunes, mistaking them for Govardhan Hill. And as Lord Chaitanya ran, Lord Chaitanya would wail and cry loudly. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mistook the small parks of the city for Vrindavan. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya would go there, dance and chant, and sometimes fall unconscious in spiritual ecstasy. The extraordinary transformations of Lord Chaitanya's body, which were due to transcendental feelings, could never have been possible for anyone other than Lord Chaitanya, in whose body all transformations were manifest. The joints of Lord Chaitanya's hands and legs would sometimes become separated by 8 inches, and they remained connected only by his skin. Sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hands, legs, and head would all enter within his body, just like the withdrawn limbs of a tortoise. And in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to manifest wonderful ecstatic symptoms. Lord Chaitanya's mind would appear vacant, and there were only hopelessness and disappointment in Lord Chaitanya's words. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to express his mind in this way: "Oh, where is the Lord of my life who is playing his flute? What shall I do now? Where should I go to find the son of Maharaj Nanda, Krishna? And to whom should I speak? Oh, who can understand my disappointment? For without the son of Nanda Maharaj, my heart is broken." And so in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always expressed bewilderment and lamented in separation from Krishna. At such times, Lord Chaitanya used to recite shlokas from Ramananda Roy's drama known as Jagannath Vallabha Nataka. Srimati Radharani used to lament, "Our Krishna does not realize what we have suffered from injuries inflicted in the course of loving affairs. We are actually misused by love, because love does not know where to strike and where not to strike. Why, even Cupid himself does not know of our very much weakened condition. What should I tell anyone? For no one can understand another's difficulties. Our life is actually not under our control. For youth will remain for 2 or 3 days and soon be finished. In this condition, O Creator, what will be our destination? Oh, what shall I say of my distress? After I met Krishna, my loving propensity sprouted. But upon separating from Krishna, I sustained a great shock, which is now continuing like the sufferings of a disease. But the only physician for this disease is Krishna himself. And Krishna is not taking care of this sprouting plant of devotional service. So now, what can I say about the behavior of Krishna? For outwardly, Krishna is a very attractive young lover. But at heart, Krishna is a great cheat, very expert in killing others' wives. My dear friend, I do not understand the regulative principles given by the Creator. I loved Krishna for my happiness, but the result was just the opposite. I am now in an ocean of distress. And it must be that now I am going to die, for my vital force no longer remains. This is my state of mind. By nature, loving affairs are very crooked. They are not entered with sufficient knowledge, nor do they consider whether a place is suitable or not, nor do they look forward to the results. By the ropes of his good qualities, Krishna, who is so unkind, has bound my neck and hands, and I am unable to get relief. In my loving affairs, there is a person named Madana, and his qualities are like this. Personally, he possesses no gross body, yet he is very expert in giving pain to others. He has 5 arrows, and fixing them on his bow, he shoots them into the bodies of innocent women. Thus, these women become invalids. So it would be better if he took my life without hesitation. But he does not do so. He simply gives me pain. In the scriptures it is said that one person can never know the unhappiness in the mind of another. Therefore, what can I say of my dear friends, Lalita and the other gopis? Nor can they understand the unhappiness within me. Rather, they simply try to console me, repeatedly saying, "Oh, my dear friend, just be patient." But my dear friends, you are asking me to be patient, saying that Krishna is an ocean of mercy, and that sometime in the future, Krishna will accept me. However, I must say that this will not console me. After all, a living entity's life is very flickering. It is just like water on the leaf of a lotus flower. So, who will live long enough to expect Krishna's mercy? A human being does not live more than 100 years. And you should also consider that the youthfulness of a woman, which is the only attraction for Krishna, remains for only a few days. And if you say that Krishna is an ocean of transcendental qualities, and therefore Krishna must be merciful someday, well, I can only say that Krishna is like fire, which attracts moths by its dazzling brightness and then kills them. Such are the qualities of Krishna. By showing us his transcendental qualities, Krishna attracts our minds, and then later, by separating from us, Krishna drowns us in an ocean of unhappiness. In this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lamented in a great ocean of sadness, and thus Lord Chaitanya opened the doors of his unhappiness. And forced by the waves of ecstasy, Lord Chaitanya's mind wandered over transcendental mellows, and so Lord Chaitanya recited another verse. Shri Krishna Rupadi Nishevanang Vina Vyartani Mehani Akilendriyani Alam Pashana Shuskendhana Bharakani Aho Bibharmi Vatani Katang Hata Trapa. My dear friends, unless I serve the transcendental form, qualities, and pastimes of Sri Krishna, then all my days and all my senses will become entirely useless. Now I am uselessly bearing the burden of my senses, which are like stone blocks and dry wood. And I do not know how long I will be able to continue without shame. Of what use are the eyes of one who does not see the face of Krishna? That face resembles the moon and is the birthplace of all beauty and is the reservoir of the nectarian songs of Krishna's flute. Oh, Let a thunderbolt strike such a person's head. Why does one keep such eyes? My dear friends, please hear me. I have lost all providential strength. Without Krishna, my body, consciousness, and mind, as well as all my senses, are useless. Topics about Krishna are like waves of nectar. If such nectar does not enter one's ear, then the ear is no better than the hole of a damaged conch shell. Such an ear is created for no purpose. The nectar from the lips of Lord Krishna and his transcendental qualities and characteristics surpass the taste of the essence of all nectar, and there is no fault in tasting such nectar. If one does not taste it, one should die immediately after birth, and one's tongue is to be considered no better than the tongue of a frog. One's nostrils are no better than the bellows of a blacksmith if one has not smelled the fragrance of Krishna's body, which is like the aroma of musk combined with that of the bluish lotus flower. Indeed, such combinations are actually defeated by the aroma of Krishna's transcendental body. The palms of Krishna's hands and the soles of Krishna's feet are so cool and pleasant that they can be compared only to the light of millions of moons. One who has touched such hands and feet has indeed tasted the effects of touchstone, and if one has not touched them, his or her life is simply spoiled, and one's body is like iron. Lamenting in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened the doors of grief within his heart. Morose, humble, and disappointed, Lord Chaitanya recited another verse again and again with a despondent heart. Yada yato daivan madhu rapur asau lochana pathang tadasma kang cheto madana hatake nahritam abhut punar yasman esha kshanam api drishor eti padavin vidhasyamas tasmin akila gatika ratna kachita. Srimati Radharani says, if by chance the transcendental form of Krishna comes before my path of vision, my heart, injured from being beaten, will once again be stolen away by Cupid, happiness personified. And because I could not see the beautiful form of Krishna to my heart's content, when I again see Krishna's form, I shall then decorate the phases of time with many jewels. Whenever I had the chance to see Lord Krishna's face and Krishna's flute, even in a dream, two enemies would appear before me. They were Pleasure and Cupid. And since they took away my mind, I was not able to see the face of Krishna to the full satisfaction of my eyes. If by chance such a moment comes when I can once again see Krishna, then I shall worship those seconds, moments, and hours with flower garlands and the pulp of sandalwood, and decorate them with all kinds of jewels and ornaments. In an instant, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regained external consciousness and saw two persons before him. Questioning them, Lord Chaitanya asked, am I conscious? What dreams have I been seeing? What craziness have I spoken? Have you heard any expressions of humility? Oh, my dear friends, you are all my life and soul. Therefore, I tell you that I possess no wealth of love for Krishna. Consequently, my life is poverty-stricken, and my limbs and senses are now useless. Again, Lord Chaitanya addressed Swarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda, speaking despondently. Alas, my friends, you can now know the certainty within my heart, and after knowing my heart, you should judge whether I am correct or not, and you can speak of this properly. Then Lord Chaitanya began to chant another verse. Love of Godhead, devoid of cheating propensities, is simply not possible within this material world. For if there is such a love, there cannot be any separation. And if there is separation, how can one live? Pure love for Krishna is just like gold from the Jambu River, and it does not exist in human society. For if it did exist, there could not be separation. And if separation were there, one could not live. Thus speaking, the son of Srimati Shachi Mata recited another wonderful verse, and Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodara heard this verse with rapt attention. Then Lord Chaitanya spoke, I feel shameful to disclose the activities of my heart. Nonetheless, I shall be done with all formalities and speak from the heart. Please hear. Na prema gandosti darapi me harau, krandami saubhagya bharang prakashitum, vangshi vilasi anana lokanang vina, bibharmi yat prana patanga khan vrita. My dear friends, I have not the slightest tinge of love of Godhead within my heart. And when you see me crying in separation, I am just falsely exhibiting a demonstration of my great fortune. Indeed, not seeing the beautiful face of Krishna playing his flute, I continue to live my life like an insect without purpose. Actually, my love for Krishna is far, far away. Whatever I do is actually an exhibition of pseudo-love of Godhead. So when you see me cry, I am simply falsely demonstrating my great fortune. Please try to understand this beyond a doubt. Even though I do not see the moon-like face of Krishna as Krishna plays on his flute, and although there is no possibility of my meeting Krishna, still I take care of my own body. That is the way of lust. And so in this way, I maintain my fly-like life. Love for Lord Krishna is very pure, just like the waves of the Ganges. That love is an ocean of nectar. That pure attachment to Krishna does not conceal any spot, which would appear just like a spot of ink on a white cloth. Unalloyed love of Krishna is like an ocean of happiness. If someone gets even one drop of it, the whole world can drown in that one drop. And it is not befitting to express such love of Godhead. Yet, a madman must speak. But even though he speaks, no one believes him. And so in this way, Lord Chaitanya used to revel in ecstasy day after day and exhibit these ecstasies before Swarup Damodara and Ramananda Roy. Externally, there appeared severe tribulation as if Lord Chaitanya were suffering from poisonous effects. But internally, Lord Chaitanya was experiencing bliss. This is characteristic of transcendental love of Krishna. If one tastes such love of Godhead, he or she can compare it to hot sugar cane. For when one chews hot sugar cane, one's mouth burns, and yet one cannot give up the sugar cane. Similarly, if one has but a little love of Godhead, one can perceive its powerful effects. It can only be compared to poison and nectar mixed together. Pidabhir navakala kuta katuta garvasya nirvasano nisyandena mudang suda maduri mahankara sankochana prema sundari nanda nandana paro jagarti yasyantare gyayante sputam asya vakra maduras tenaiva vikrantayah. Grandmother Paunamasi spoke to Nandi Muki. My dear beautiful friend, if one develops love of Godhead, love of Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, then all the bitter and sweet influences of that love will manifest in one's heart. And such love of Godhead acts in two ways. The poisonous effects of love of Godhead defeat the severe and fresh poison of the serpent. Yet there is simultaneously transcendental bliss which pours down and defeats the pride of nectar and diminishes its value. In other words, love of Krishna is so powerful that it simultaneously defeats the poisonous effects of a snake, as well as the happiness derived from pouring nectar upon one's head. Thus, it is perceived as doubly effective, simultaneously poisonous and nectarian. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would see Jagannath along with Balaram and Sumatra, Lord Chaitanya would immediately think that he had reached Kurukshetra, where all of them had come. Lord Chaitanya would think that his life was successful because Lord Chaitanya had seen the lotus-eyed Krishna, whom, if seen, pacifies the body, mind, and eyes. Staying near the Garuda Stambha, Lord Chaitanya would look upon Lord Jagannath. What can be said about the strength of that love? On the ground beneath the column of the Garuda Stambha was a deep ditch, and that ditch was filled with the water from Lord Chaitanya's tears. And when coming from the Jagannath temple to return to his house, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sit on the ground, marking it with his nails. At such times, Lord Chaitanya would be greatly morose, and he would cry, "Alas, where is Vrindavana? Where is Krishna, the son of the king of the cowherder men? Where is that person who plays the flute? Oh, where is Sri Krishna, whose form is curved in three places? Where is the sweet song of Krishna's flute? And where is the bank of the Yamuna? Where is the rasa dance? Where is that singing, dancing, and laughing? Where is my lord, Madana Mohana, the enchanter of Cupid?" In this way, various ecstatic emotions evolved, and the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was filled with anxiety. Lord Chaitanya could not escape even for a moment. In this way, because of fierce feelings of separation, Lord Chaitanya's patience began tottering, and Lord Chaitanya began to recite various verses. Amuni adhanyani dinantarani hare twad alokanam antarena anatha bandho karunaika sindho ha hanta katang nayami. Bilva Mangala Thakur prays, "O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Friend of the Helpless, you are the only ocean of mercy. Because I have not met you, my inauspicious days and nights have become unbearable. I do not know how I shall pass the time. All these inauspicious days and nights are not passing, for I have not met you, Krishna. It is difficult to know how to pass all this time. But you, Krishna, are the friend of the helpless, and you, Krishna, are an ocean of mercy. So kindly give me your audience, for I am in a precarious position. In this way, Lord Chaitanya's restlessness was awakened by ecstatic feelings, and Lord Chaitanya's mind became agitated. No one could understand what course such ecstasy would take. Because Lord Chaitanya could not meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Lord Chaitanya's mind burned. Lord Chaitanya then began to ask Krishna about the means by which he could reach him. Twach chaishavang tri bhuvanad bhutam iti avehi. Mach chapalam chattavava mama vadi gamyam. Tatking karomi viralang murali vilasi. Mugdhang mukambujam udichitum ichinabhyam. Bilvamangala Thakur prays. O Krishna, O flute player, the sweetness of your early age is wonderful within these three worlds. Now you know my unsteadiness, and I know yours, and no one else knows about this. Oh, I want to see your beautiful, attractive face somewhere in a solitary place. But how can this be accomplished? My dear Krishna, only you and I know the strength of your beautiful features, and because of them, my unsteadiness. Now, this is my position. I do not know what to do or where to go. Where can I find you? I am asking you to give me directions. Because of the various kinds of ecstasy, contradictory states of mind occurred, and this resulted in a great fight between different types of ecstasy: anxiety, impotence, humility, anger, and impatience were all like soldiers fighting, and the madness of love of Godhead was the cause. The body of Lord Chaitanya was just like a field of sugar cane into which the mad elephants of ecstasy entered. There was a fight amongst the elephants, and in the process, the entire field of sugarcane was destroyed. Thus, transcendental madness was awakened in the body of Lord Chaitanya, and he experienced despondency in both body and mind. And in this ecstatic condition, Lord Chaitanya began speaking as follows. Hey Deva, O my Lord. Hey Daita, O dearest one. Hey Bhuvana Eka Bandho, O only friend of the universe. Hey Krishna, hey Chapala, O Krishna, O restless one. Hey Karuna Eka Sindho, O only ocean of mercy. Hey Nata, O my Lord. Hey Ramana, O my enjoyer. Hey Nayana Abhiram, O beloved to my eyes. Ha ha kada nu bhavatasi padang drishorme. Alas, when will you again be visible to me? These symptoms of madness served as an impetus for remembering Krishna. The mood of ecstasy awoke love, disdain, verbal defamation, pride, honor, and indirect prayer. Thus, Sri Krishna was sometimes blasphemed and sometimes honored. And in the attitude of Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then addressed Krishna. My dear Lord, you are engaged in your pastimes, and you utilize all women in the universe according to your desire. You are so kind to me. So please divert your attention to me, for by fortune you have appeared before me. My dear Lord, you attract all the women of the universe, and you make adjustments for all of them when they appear. You are Lord Krishna, and you can thus enchant everyone. But on the whole, you are nothing but a debauchee, so who can honor you? My dear Krishna, your mind is always restless, so you cannot remain in one place. But you are not at fault for this, for you are actually the ocean of mercy, the friend of my heart. Therefore, I have no reason to be angry with you. My dear Lord, you are master and life and soul of Vrindavan. Kindly arrange for the deliverance of Vrindavan. We have no leisure hours away from our many activities. So actually, you are my enjoyer, and you have appeared just to give me happiness. And this is one of your expert activities. But taking my words as defamation, Lord Krishna has now left me. And I know that Krishna is gone, but kindly hear my prayers in praise. Oh, Krishna, you are the satisfaction of my eyes. You are my wealth and my life. Alas, please give me your audience once again. There were different transformations of the body of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, such as being stunned, trembling, perspiring, fading away of color, weeping, and choking of the voice. And so in this way, Lord Chaitanya's whole body was pervaded by transcendental joy. And as a result, sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would laugh, sometimes cry, sometimes dance, and sometimes sing. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya would get up and run here and there, and then sometimes Lord Chaitanya would fall on the ground, losing consciousness. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thus unconscious, Lord Chaitanya happened to meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, Lord Chaitanya would get up and immediately make a tumultuous sound and very loudly declare, "Oh, now Krishna, the Great Personality, is present." In this way, because of Krishna's sweet qualities, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would make different types of mistakes within his mind. And by reciting the following verse, Lord Chaitanya would ascertain the presence of Krishna. Mara Swayam Nu Madhura Dyuti Mandalam Nu Madhuryam Eva Nu Mano Nayanam Ritang Nu Vainim Rijonu Mama Jivata Valabonu Krishnoyam Abhyudayate Mama Lochanaya. And in the attitude of Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed the gopis, "Oh, my dear friends, where is that Krishna, Cupid personified, who has the effulgence of a kadamba flower, who is sweetness itself, the nectar of my eyes and mind, the one who loosens the hair of all the gopis, the one who is the supreme source of transcendental bliss, and the one who is my life and soul? Has Krishna come before my eyes again? Is Cupid personified now present with the effulgence and reflection of the kadamba tree? Is he the same person, personified sweetness, who is the pleasure of my eyes and mind, who is my life and soul? Has Krishna actually come before my very eyes?" Just as the spiritual master chastises the disciple, teaching him the art of devotional service, So all the ecstatic symptoms of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, including despondency, moroseness, humility, restlessness, joy, endurance, and anger, all instructed Lord Chaitanya's body and mind. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed his time. Lord Chaitanya also passed his time reading the books and singing the songs of Chandidas and Vidyapati, and listening to quotations from the Jagannath Vallabha Nataka, Krishna Karnamrita, and Gita Govinda. Thus, in the association of Swarup Damodara and Rai Ramananda, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed his days and nights chanting and hearing with great pleasure. Among his associates, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed paternal loving affection from Paramananda Puri, friendly affection with Ramananda Roy, unalloyed service from Govinda and others, and humors of conjugal love with Gadadhar, Jagadananda, and Swarup Damodar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed all these four mellows, and thus Lord Chaitanya remained obliged to his devotees. Lila Shuka was an ordinary human being, yet Vilvamangala Thakur developed many ecstatic symptoms in his body. So what then is so astonishing about these symptoms being manifest in the body of Lord Chaitanya, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself? In the ecstatic mood of conjugal love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on the highest platform. Therefore, all the exuberant ecstasies were naturally visible in the body of Lord Chaitanya. During his previous pastimes in Vrindavana, Lord Krishna desired to enjoy the three different types of ecstasy. But despite great endeavor, Krishna could not taste them, for such ecstasies are the monopoly of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, in order to taste them, Sri Krishna accepted the position of Radharani in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By personally tasting the mellows of love of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his direct disciples the process. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a wealthy capitalist possessing the touchstone of love of God. And not considering whether one is a proper or improper recipient, Lord Chaitanya gives his treasure to anyone and everyone. Thus, Lord Chaitanya is the most munificent. Why, no one, not even Lord Brahma, can ascertain or even taste a drop of this confidential ocean of ecstasy. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his causeless mercy, has distributed this love of Godhead all over the world. Thus, there cannot be any incarnation more munificent than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is no greater donor. Oh, who can describe Lord Chaitanya's transcendental qualities? But such topics are not to be discussed freely, because if they are, no one will understand them. Such are the wonderful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Unto one who is able to understand, Lord Chaitanya has shown mercy by giving one the association of the servant of his own servant. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the topmost of jewels, and they have been kept in the storehouse of Swarup Damodara Goswami, who has explained them to Raghunath Das Goswami, who has repeated them to me. Whatever little I have heard from Raghunath Das Goswami, I have described in this book, which is presented to all devotees. Now, if someone was to say that Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of Sanskrit verses and therefore not understandable by the common man, I reply that what I have described are the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that for me to satisfy everyone is just not possible. In this Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is no contradictory conclusion, nor is anyone else's opinion accepted. I have written this book to describe the simple substance as I have heard it from superiors. And if I become involved in someone's likes and dislikes, then I cannot possibly write the simple truth. So if one does not understand in the beginning, but continues to hear again and again, then the wonderful effects of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes will bring love for Krishna. Gradually, one will come to understand the loving affairs between Krishna and the gopis and other associates of Vrindavan. So everyone is advised to continue to hear over and over again in order to greatly benefit. And in reply to those critics who say that Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of Sanskrit verses, then it can be said that Srimad Bhagavatam is also full of Sanskrit verses, as are the commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam. Nonetheless, Srimad Bhagavatam can be understood by everyone, as well as by advanced devotees who study the Sanskrit commentaries. So why then will people not understand this Chaitanya Charitamrita? There are only a few Sanskrit verses, and these have been explained in the Bengali vernacular. What is the difficulty in understanding? Already I have given a synopsis of all the facts and figures of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's last pastimes, and I also have a desire to describe them elaborately. So if I remain longer and am fortunate enough to receive the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then I shall try to describe them again more elaborately. Now I have become too old and disturbed by invalidity. While I write, my hands tremble. I cannot remember anything, nor can I see or hear properly. Still I write, and this is a great wonder. In this chapter, I have, to some extent, described the essence of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya at the end. If I die in the meantime and cannot describe them in detail, at least the devotees will have this much transcendental treasure. In this chapter, I have briefly described the Antya Lila. Whatever I have not described, I shall describe extensively in the future. If by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, I live for so many days that I can fulfill my desires, I will give full consideration to these final pastimes. I worship herewith the lotus feet of all kinds of devotees, both advanced and neophyte. I request all of them to be satisfied with me. I am faultless because I have written herein whatever I have understood from Swarup Damodar Goswami and Rupa and Raghunath Das Goswamis. I have neither added nor subtracted from their version. So according to the parampara system, I wish to take the dust from the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, and all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. I wish to take the dust of their lotus feet upon my head. In this way, I wish to be blessed with their mercy. Receiving orders from the above authorities and the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan, especially from Haridas, the priest of the Govindaji Murti, I, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, have tried to describe but one small particle of one drop of one wave of the ocean of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Recorded September 21 through 23, 2022, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.